It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducco.
And a good friend of the show was on the front page of the Herald late last week, urging people to be very wary when it comes to sharing personal information online, particularly social media. Mm. And the story that ensued out of Hunter plastic surgery actually really made me nervous, but I think it was a great message from Amber Moncrief, Dr. Nicholas Moncrief and their team. So Amber, director of Hunter plastic surgery, is going to join us this morning to chat it through and hopefully get that message out a bit further. Amber, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you. Firstly, you looked great on the Herald there. Very serious face holding your phone, but it is a really serious matter. Can you give us an idea of what happened with some of your prospective patients sharing some info online?
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, it was a serious photo, which, as you probably know, knowing us, we don't like to not smile in photos. Yeah. They told us to look serious. But look, it is a serious topic. So basically what happened was fake accounts were being set up using basically our brand name, but adding like an extra little dot or extra underscore. And what they were then doing was targeting our followers and sending them messages which were quite weird and creepy and also appallingly spelt, sort of trying to engage them in a conversation and then saying, send nude photos, basically.
Oh, gosh.
And several of our patients and prospective patients knew this wasn't right and reached out to us and let us know. So we obviously put the warning up on our social media and said, look, just be very mindful of this. This is not us. A week earlier, Jess, who's our practice manager, and she's a bit of a sort of mummy influencer now, she had had a very similar experience. So someone had done a fake account of hers and she'd run a little giveaway for some skincare. It was her birthday kind of thing. And they'd done the same thing and they targeted the people that had entered that competition. And they'd said, hey, you've won, sent a DM with a website link and everything. So it's quite sophisticated, saying you're a winner, send your bank account details. And unfortunately, some of her followers did.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. The recreating the account is what freaks me out because, yeah, you're right. You might not pick up an underscore or a full stop, whatever. But then when you went onto the page, maybe you did think something was sus. If all the images were there that you come to know and expect, you'd go, oh, yeah, this is legit. This is the one.
They get so crafty with it, don't they?
Yeah.
So I think for us, this is just something new, isn't it? We know the email scam that comes from Energy Australia and you know not to click on that link. We know
you've got a parcel at AusPost is another one.
But it can be so hard to tell.
Well, then the phone calls from, you know, the tax office that wants you to pay an iTunes card.
Otherwise you're going to go to jail or something like that with the automated voicemail.
But even like Ducco, when you took over our Instagram pages, Jess and mine, for just like a bit of a gag, good friends of mine, after you did terrible grammar and even like a, I believe in the flat earth post, we're just like, oh, hey, like your content's a little bit weird today. These are good friends of mine. Like, how do you tell that somebody who you don't know who's a business is scamming you if they've recreated the whole page? Yeah. It's so hard.
Oh, man.
So I think the overall message, and this is why, you know, we contacted the Herald and well, when we put up the thing about it happening to us and to Jess, the Bow brothers, you know, fantastic little delicious buns, which unfortunately is a little bit too close to our clinic. So we do have
Dangerous.
They wrote to us and said the same thing had happened to them. So we then realised this is a broader problem. Let's try and get the message out there. We let the Herald know. And I've just had in the last couple of days so many people saying this is similar stuff that's happened to them or their businesses. So I just think this is something that we probably weren't fully aware of. It was happening to this extent and hopefully we can get the message out and stop people. But just never send bank details, never anything like that on social media is a no-no. And obviously don't send nude photos. You know, we love our patients sending us selfies after surgery.
Yeah.
But we're never going to ask for your photo over social media to assess whether or not you're suitable.
Yeah. Go with your gut instinct. Pick up the phone. If you think something's sus from a bank, from a business, whatever, pick up the phone for 10 seconds and say, did you send this?
Yeah.
And they can clarify it straight away. It's not worth the the identity theft, the blackmail, the stolen money that could come from if you don't have that.
I mean, that's what we worried that this was, that was the intent, that they would try and get nude photos and then blackmail people. So that's what really, we felt that we had to be on the front foot and let people know. But the other thing that we'd really like to see is Instagram and Facebook get a bit more serious about verifying legitimate businesses. Mm. You know, we don't have hundreds of thousands of followers. We have over 10,000. happen. But for whatever reason, they won't give us a blue tick.
So oh, Amber, you're speaking my language, girl.
Don't, Amber, you've just started something here.
I've tried 8 times to get the bloody
goodness.
Okay.
You've hit a nerve.
You've hit a real nerve. I reckon I'll get it before she
Mate,
does.
If you could work out how to get that tick, please tell me.
But you know what? What if they were to do, even if they say, okay, we're going to do like Google does, we're going to ring your business, we're going to send you a code, let's give you a grey tick, which says you're a legitimate business.
Oh. And
that's great.
A grey tick.
Doesn't help Jess, Amber, but good idea for
Jess,
you.
Jess will be trying to be a legitimate business then.
Account?
Yeah,
it's me. I'm on my business.
Yeah, here we go.
I could see the change.org petitioning happening now.
I expect your signature at the top, Amber. But Amber Moncrief, Director of Hunter Plastic Surgery, thank you so much for your time and for getting that message out there, particularly around the silly season where we're all doing our online shopping, we're all on our phones, nose buried in there. Things can slip through the cracks, so just be vigilant. But as you said, a great message there. So Amber, thanks for your time and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.